Tell us first how important this particular day is. We observed Dr. Martin Luther King often in a lot of respects, but this time of year in particular in January is when we want to focus the most on the man himself and his work and all. How important is this particular day in observing the life and work of Dr. King?
Well, as you know, Chris, I mean, obviously King Day around the nation and here is a you know, an important day for remembrance, but it's also, I think it's especially important, we're in sort of 50th anniversary row here, remembering those momentous years in the mid-1960s. Obviously, 2018 marks the 50th year since Dr. King was assassinated, so, you know, giving us a real opportunity to reflect on how far have we come and how far do we have yet to go.
Do you think that perhaps it's particularly special this time of year and this particular year because it's the 50th anniversary?
Well, I just think, you know, human beings like markers, and 50 years is an important marker of, you know, the civil rights movement was in many ways a kind of epochal social movement that really changed the nation, it changed the world, and yet we're here 50 years later trying to figure out what was the nature of that change and what has yet to change. You may know that, you know, toward the end of Dr. King's life, he really pivoted in the wake of the 1964 Civil Rights Act and the 1965 Voting Rights Act to thinking about even larger issues that were issues for right here in the United States, but also around the world, issues of racism and poverty and war. And surely, you know, as we mark 50 years, we can say that, you know, we've come a long way since 1968, and yet there are ways in which some of the problems that King was talking about in the days leading up to his assassination in Memphis are even thornier today than they were in 1968, something like economic inequality. We're actually at a moment of historic inequality in the United States, much more unequal, economically speaking, than we were at the time of King's death.
As we celebrate this event coming up on January 15th, it's for Valparaiso University will be the 28th annual celebration of the life and work of Dr. King. The idea that is the theme this year is Why We Can't Wait. Tell us why that was chosen, please.
The theme, Why We Can't Wait, actually comes from a book, the title of one of Dr. King's books that was written in 1964. It was a book where he was really couching why we can't wait for things like the Civil Rights Act and the Voting Rights Act to happen. Many of the folks that were believers in King wanted him and his followers to wait for those acts to be enacted. There were other things and other levels of unrest that were going on, and they told King, hey, we think this stuff is important. We just think it shouldn't happen right now. And King wrote this book of Why We Can't Wait because it's important for us to have these freedoms and this access right now. I think we chose it because I think we sit at a paramount time where there are a lot of entities and a lot of vestiges and policies and laws that people are saying, hey, just wait to change that. That's not going to affect us right now. And the truth of the matter is that several people in our nation are going without access to important things such as health care, important things such as economic inequality that Heath was talking about, and having access to those things and access to those different policies that need to be changed. We're saying we really can't wait, and we need to analyze those things closer and see what we need to do to make our nation more equitable.
We're talking with Byron Martin, who is the Director of Multicultural Programs for Valparaiso University, along with Dr. Heath Carter, who is on the Valparaiso University faculty and who is the co-chair for this year's event, the 28th annual celebration of the life and the work of Dr. Martin Luther King. And it's a very, very special day. In fact, a day-long event, I understand. Tell us, if you will, what's going to be happening through the day on the 15th, adding up, coming to the point where we have the very special keynote speaker, Nicole Hannah-Jones.
Definitely. Well, I'll tell you a little bit about the day. So we're starting the day off at 8:30 in the morning with a welcome and charge. This is going to be an opportunity to kind of engage around some key topics, some key facts, just to get everybody ready to go. And then at 9:30, we go into our focus sessions. Focus sessions have really been a highlight of this event for years. Our focus sessions now look like four individual TED Talks. And so they really look following the tracks of four different important subject matter. So we're covering race, labor, environment, and and violence and how those play in our local community, thinking about here in Northwest Indiana. And then we'll have a luncheon. They'll be characterized by a light introduction to the work of Nicole Hannah-Jones, and then we'll go into our 2 p.m. convocation featuring Nicole Hannah-Jones, as well as the awarding of several awards around the MLK award ceremony. Mm-hmm. So that'll be a piece of the day, and we're excited to have Nicole Hannah-Jones.
She's one of the nation's leading investigative reporters. She writes for the New York Times Magazine. She won the prestigious MacArthur Genius Grant this year, one of the world's most prestigious awards for her very creative, provocative work at the intersection of race and education. You know, she's really been arguing for a couple of years now that for all the talk about education reform and all the different ideas that folks have about how to close the racial inequality gap in American education, that we really know that, you know, one thing that surely works and that has been proven to work is desegregating the public schools. And yet there's not the political will for that kind of desegregation. So we've been, we're delighted to have her come and spark a conversation here that's a vitally important conversation, obviously for this region, but also for the nation as a whole.
Is there anything in particular that you know of that Nicole is going to mention in her remarks, either in her speech or perhaps afterwards?
We know that definitely she's going to talk about education inequality and the importance that institutions like ours and the space that we exist here in Northwest Indiana play in the conversation about education inequality. As we know, Indiana is one of the largest producers of what is known as the school voucher. And the school voucher programs, Indiana gives out more than any other state. And so that's going to be a topic that we know that will be talked about but analyzed by Hannah-Jones mm-hmm. as well. In the donor dinner, there will be an opportunity for people to ask her specific questions about how education inequality plays a role even here in Northwest Indiana and get some direct advice and thoughts from her there.
And we know this, as we mentioned earlier, a day-long event in particular as we celebrate the life and work of Dr. King, and in particular there at Valparaiso University. If anyone's interested in attending the event and participating and listening in and talking to Mrs. Jones, where can you find out more information?
Definitely. So we'd ask that to go to valpo.edu/MLK, and they'll be able to register for the day and see all the incredible things that we have going on, such as the movie that will be happening. We'll be hosting a viewing of I Am Not Your Negro, mm-hmm. The James Baldwin film on Sunday at 4 p.m., and that's open to the community as well. And so they'll be able to see all the other experiential aspects about the day at the website as well.